4:48 right now on the afternoon news service on DEV. Let's talk with our guy Kyle over at Sticks and Stuff and Swat and Lumber. They are Vermont's most complete locally owned home center with locations in Enosburg, Derby, Middlesex, St. Albans, and at Swat and Lumber, and now Rouse's Point, New York as well, online at sticksandstuff.com. Kyle, how are you?
I'm doing good. I was a little depressed today because across my desk came a pre-buy flyer for Christmas. And I'm like, oh, man, I'm like, we haven't even had fall yet. Like, let me enjoy fall before I have to figure out what to buy for Christmas. So,
well, you and I are both upset today. First day of school? No, thank you.
Yes, I know. My son goes back Wednesday, so I am doing my last-minute runaround tomorrow to get everything off of the punch list, and then we will hopefully stack the odds in his favor for a successful school year.
Yeah, well, I hope that for you for sure. You're going to talk to me today about Milwaukee. No, 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 not the cheese curd capital in the Midwest. The Tool brand, what do we got?
Yeah, so we just did the first reset in our St. Albans store. We had some great guys from Milwaukee come in, and they reset part of our tool aisle. We got about 24 feet of new product in the St. Albans location. A lot of it is like basic everyday things like drill bits and things like that. But they did bring some cool new products in, all kinds of different adapters for the ends of drills and the ends of impact wrenches, a really nice set of diamond hole saws. And, a lot of guys come in looking for those because they do a lot of tiling or floor work. So there's specific hole saws for that. But just a really nice, clean, really nice-looking set. It's all warehouse-backed. We did it because we were having a hard time getting certain products. Certain distributors weren't able to keep up. Milwaukee right now is not having that product or not having that problem with their product. So we should be able to keep the shelves stocked up for everybody. So it looks really nice. It's all done in the St. Albans location. After that, they did Swanton. And then I believe after that it's going to be Enosburg or our Rouse's Point location. But it's really cool. Come in, check out all the new stuff.
I got to tell you, I think it's been made pretty obvious over the 2.5 years we've been talking that I'm not particularly handy. So this is going to go down as my greatest handy win to date. When I went home recently, my parents' lawnmower was a push mower still, wasn't working. I was able to diagnose it as a spark plug problem and then go get the spark plug, spark plug socket wrench, take the spark plug off, replace it, get it working again. That's going to go down as my greatest handyman win so far in my life. That might be simple and small to most people who know what they're doing, but for me, it was like climbing Mount Everest.
You could have just called me. It's probably a J19LM. That was the most popular spark plug that I used to sell for all push mowers. Basically everything with a Briggs & Stratton motor would take that one. But what you should do is save the old one and you can hang it on your Christmas tree.
I threw it away already for them, but that's a great idea if I ever have to replace it again. And now, are we at the point now where everything is going to be charged at this point, so there aren't going to be any spark plugs for me to fix in the future? Because now I have spark plug socket wrenches that I don't know if I'll ever use again.
No, I don't think we're ever going to get officially there. I know, the battery-powered outdoor power equipment is real big in some of the bigger cities, Burlington, Shelburne area, stuff like that, because they actually have town mandates that say that at a certain time you can't be using gas-powered equipment. But I don't think we'll ever see completely battery-powered lawn equipment. There's certain things that a gas mower, a gas motor can do as far as longevity and power that battery issue. They're just not there yet.
Well, it was the best win of my life, and you're right. It was the, whatever you said, RJM19 or whatever there, but I was able to figure it out on my own. It took a while, but I figured it out. So
perfect.
Kyle, next Monday's Labor Day. We got Red Sox baseball. We'll catch up in 2 weeks.
Sounds good. I will be watching my Red Sox.
All right, there you go. Right now, 4:52 on DEV. That's Kyle over at Sticks and Stuff at Swat and Lumber. This is Vermont's news station. Back to the newsroom next.